Now it's day three of the ceasefire in Lebanon between Israel and Hezbollah. And while thousands of Lebanese have been flocking back to see whether their homes are still standing, those 3 days of ceasefire have been marred by claim and counterclaim about ceasefire violations. Clotilde Bigot is a journalist in Beirut. Clotilde, tell us what the last 3 days have been like compared with the conflict before.
Well, the last 3 days compared with the conflict before were extremely calm. There's something very notable is that there were no drones above our heads. This happened constantly, daily, on a daily basis during the conflict. And so things have been much calmer, but there has been a few skirmishes in the south and between the Israeli army, who fired a shot right at the border, preventing people to simply going back to their villages at the border area. And a few counterclaims and claims, as you said, of a few breaches. But mostly things are extremely calm and people are very happy because many thousands have gone back to their houses in the south and in the southern suburb of Beirut. But the destruction is absolutely massive.
So what are people finding, those who are able to go back home? Because those further south, they've still been told not to go there. The Israeli army is still in place there.
Yes, exactly. So the Israeli army is still in place. And also the Lebanese army has deployed to the south. But they're also urging residents from the south, especially really the villages bordering at the border between Lebanon and Israel, not to go back because it's unsafe for multiple reasons. There can be munitions that are still lying around, undetonated bombs, and of course the presence of Israeli soldiers. But the Lebanese people is known for its resilience, and basically everybody more or less ignored the claims and what the army said, and they still went back. And I've talked to many people who went back to the south, and they all told me, well, we don't really care whether our house is there or not. Obviously, it's tragic if it's not, but we just want to see, and we just want to go back to our land. There's a very strong attachment here in Lebanon, especially in the south, of people with their land.
And more than 1 million people were displaced, weren't they, during the conflict in a country that's already sheltering millions of refugees?
Yes, around 1,200,000 people were displaced from the south and from the Bekaa Valley to mostly Beirut and the north. So if we're talking about the previous month, the past month, Beirut was very, very crowded. And we could see this in certain neighborhoods. And there was just twice, I'd say, the amount of inhabitants that there was before. And so there was no problem. Generally, people were welcoming and the displaced were welcomed into different neighborhoods. But it's true that it did put a lot of pressure on the infrastructures of Beirut and other cities in the north, like Tripoli, for example.
And you spoke about the Lebanese army being in the south of the country. What state are they in and what role can they play?
Well, this is an interesting question because the Lebanese army is seriously underfunded and they do not have, for example, any warplanes or any system that can help in case of an airstrike. And they had left the south and the southern suburbs of Beirut these past 2 months. Now they're back, but we don't really know what they can do. They're working beside UNIFIL in order to ensure that the ceasefire holds, but their exact role is still to be defined, and it's more of a presence. They need to show that they are in the south, and they need to show that they control these areas and that it's not just Hezbollah-controlled areas.
And Hezbollah, what state are they in after all the conflict, the mobile phone attacks, the months of fighting, the attacks on their leaders?
Well, so Hezbollah, we're talking about an organization that has multiple facets. So we're talking, first of all, of the political organization where there are deputies, etc. So they're basically saying that we won the war because the Israeli army, according to Hezbollah, their goal was to occupy villages in the south, and that didn't work out. And so the Israeli army is retreating. They're going back to Israel. But after, it's certain that the organization itself, whether it's the military wing or the political wing, has been extremely hard hit. There's a lot of the heads that were killed, especially the former Secretary General Hassan Nasrallah. And so this is a massive blow for the organization because he represented everything. He represented the politics, and he also represented the religious aspect and also the military aspect. So they say that they're as strong as before. I doubt it, but at least their followers are still, they're still with Hezbollah, and that has not changed.
And of course, this is not the first time that Israeli defense forces have entered Lebanese territory. Previously, it took them a long time to withdraw once they'd done that. This time?
Well, this time the ceasefire agreement says that they have 60 days to retreat because the ceasefire is only, for now, it's only 60 days long. So it's kind of more of a truce, but we use the word ceasefire because at the end of these 60 days, normally the ceasefire should be, well, should be maintained, and it should actually be real peace between Lebanon and Israel. But for now, we don't really know. Everybody's following here the Arabic speaker, spokesperson of the IDF, and seeing what he posts about. But we don't really know. They have to leave Lebanon within the next 60 days. Will they? Probably. But there is, of course, a chance that the ceasefire and that the truce basically is shattered in case there's skirmishes in the south or in case the Israeli army sees certain Hezbollah activities in the south of Lebanon.
Well, thank you for filling us in on all of that. That's Clotilde Bigot, Beirut-based journalist.